Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. Welcome to Wednesday's Words of Wisdom. When we take a word from the Bible, we sort of expound on it a little bit. So we've been through pretty much kind of the whole alphabet, but there are so many words. Just one three-letter word can mean a whole lot in the Bible. And so what we try to do, we've tried to find 6, 7, 8 scriptures about the word, sort of give us an understanding. What was God trying to say? What did he mean when he used this word? Because all words mean something. So today we're picking some great words. It's the word root, R-O-O-T, root. And so I want to start off with Matthew chapter 3 and verse 10. Even now, the axe of God's judgment is poised and ready to sever the roots of the trees. Yes, every tree that does not produce good fruit will be chopped down and thrown into the fire. What does it say? Well, if you're not going to produce good fruit, you know, Jesus, remember what tree he cursed one time? He went to pick some fruit and there was no fruit. It's like we're chosen to produce fruit. You live your life every day, ups, downs, ins, outs, opposition, great things. It's just a great life. And so God does not tempt, but he does test. God will test our faith to get us to use it. He's trying to get us to use our faith. Without faith, you can't please God. Without faith, you can't whip the devil. And so God's trying to get us to use our faith every day. And so what I love about this is even the axe of God's judgment is poised and ready to sever the roots of the trees. What's he doing? This thing didn't produce fruit. We're going to cut it down. It's meant to produce fruit. It better produce fruit, or we're going to cut it down. Yes, every tree that does not produce good fruit will be chopped down and thrown into the fire. Well, I don't want that to be me. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 3. Proverbs 12, 3. Wickedness never brings stability, but the godly have deep roots. What kind of roots? Deep. Now, I planted gardens my whole life. I like things that had deep roots. I mean, they produce good stuff. Storms doesn't tear it out, so it's a good thing to have deep roots. Proverbs 12, verse 12. Thieves are jealous of each other's loot, but the godly are well-rooted and will bear their own fruit. What? The godly are well-rooted. What do you mean? You got good roots. You got good deep roots. You're well-rooted and you will bear your own fruit. Nobody's going to steal it from you. Well, that's a good one. Matthew 13, verse 6. Most of these are from the New Living Translation. But the plants soon wilted under the hot sun, and since they did not have deep roots, they died. Well, this is Jesus talking. You got to have deep roots. Why are you going to die? Be rooted and grounded in love. Woo, that's a good one. You can just take off on this all of a sudden. Roots are very important. See, let yourself grow. You need to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 13, verse 21. Since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. They fall away when? As soon as problems show up. You know, blessed are the peacemakers. They should be called the children of God. One translation is blessed are the problem solvers. They should be called the children of God. Every day we get up, our job this day is to solve problems. Not gripe, not complain, not cuss, not curse. What are you doing to do that? I'm solving. I'm a problem solving machine. I'm going to leave everything better than I find it. God's watching me. I love that. Mark 11, verse 20. The next morning as they passed by the fig tree that Jesus had cursed, the disciples noticed it had withered up from the roots. He had to die from the roots up. Wow, the roots come out of the ground, swollen, just no lie. Not attached to the ground anymore, not attached to anything. Why? Jesus cursed it, and it dried up from the roots. Like this Luke chapter 3, verse 9. Even now the axe of God's judgment is poised, ready to sever the roots of the trees. Yes, every tree that does not produce good fruit will be chopped down and thrown into the fire. That's what we read in Matthew. So it's his view of the same thing Jesus was teaching. Got to have good roots. Supposed to produce fruit. Luke 8, verse 13. The seeds on rocky soil represent those who hear the message, receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they believe for a while, but then they fall away when they face temptation. Temptation comes to everybody. Tests and trials come to everybody. We're supposed to endure it, be more than a conqueror, an overcomer. This isn't a ride at Disney World, you know. It's not some joy thing. This is life, and we're supposed to enjoy getting up every morning. Today's the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Whatever's come my way, God has already seen it. God saw my tomorrow. Yesterday, he saw what was coming. He's going to order my steps, direct my path, show me things to come, guide me to all truth. We just need to get up and just put a smile on our face. Today's the day the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, that sounds out real good. Romans chapter 11, verse 16. Romans 11, 16. And since Abraham and the other patriarchs were holy, their descendants will also be holy. Just the entire batch of dough is holy because the portion given as an offering is holy. For if the roots of the tree are holy, the branches are holy. If the roots are holy, the branches are holy. Roots are an important thing. Romans chapter 11, verse 17, and give the New Living Translation. Romans 11, 17. Some of these branches from Abraham's tree, some of the people of Israel, have been broken off. And you Gentiles, who were branches from a wild olive tree, have been grafted in. So now, you also receive the blessing of God promised to Abraham and his children, sharing in the rich nourishment from the root of God's special olive tree. We've been grafted in as Gentiles. Jesus was sent here to the Jewish people, but they rejected him. When they reject him, God said, fine, you reject them, I'm going to include the Gentiles. And so we got grafted in. Man, God's a good God. Romans 11, verse 18. Romans 11, verse 18. You must not brag about being grafted in to replace the branches that were broken off. When Israel rejected Jesus, we got an opportunity to be grafted in. He said, well, don't brag on that fact. Don't get your mouth run out there. He says, for you are just a branch, not the root. Who's the root? Well, Israel is the root, but we got grafted in. So don't let your mouth get all run sideways. You're to pray for the peace of Jerusalem every day. The Bible says, if I pray for the peace of Jerusalem every day, God will see to it that I prosper. So every day I pray, Father, I pray for the peace of Jerusalem, peace of Israel. Give them great grace. Bring your people home from the north, south, east, and west. Surround them divine protection. Talk to the leaders when they go to sleep and they wake up and walk during the day. Never leave them nor forsake them. I'm to pray for the peace of Jerusalem every day. Why? That I might lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. Oh, that's so good. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17. Ephesians 3, 17. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. What are roots for? Keep you strong. You know, we've had storms. You know, I lived in East Tennessee most of my life. We have some storms. Big trees. Cherokee National Forest have more variety of trees than any national forest in America. We got all kinds of trees, cedar trees, oak trees, pine trees, maple trees, all kinds of trees. When the storm had come, you realize those trees had deep roots because they'd sway. Man, might have a few limbs break off, but they would not be uprooted. Why? Deep roots. Deep roots are important. And so you'd sometimes see those mimosa trees from big storm. They'd blow over. Why? Because mimosa doesn't have good deep roots. And he would say, oh, that didn't last very long. I like this. Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. Colossians 2, verse 7. Let your roots grow down into him. Let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. You're going to overflow with what? Being thankful. Why? You didn't do this. You know you didn't do it. Lord, I thank you for your son, Jesus. I wouldn't be here without him. Jesus saved me. It's my faith in him that saved me. I love you, Lord. He's at the right hand of your right now praying for me. Prays for me every day. I know exactly how I got here, and I'm very thankful to be here. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And some people craving money have wandered from the true faith and pierced themselves with many sorrows. You trust in God? No, I'm trusting my money. Don't trust money. It can show up early and it can leave early. It can show up quick and it can leave quick. Trust God. God will never leave you, never forsake you, never abandon you. Oh, that's good. Then Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15. Hebrews 12, 15. Look after each other so that none of you fails to receive the grace of God. Watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many. A root of bitterness. Root of bitterness. I know what they did. I know what they said. I'll never forgive them. No, you can't do that. We got to walk in love. We forgive everybody. Everybody. Don't let the sun go down in your wrath. Father, I forgive them. Forgive me. I don't want the sun go down in my wrath. I love everybody. I'm going to treat everybody the same. You can't get caught up being bitter. You know, bitterness is a bad thing that can happen to you. So I like the thing about roots. You got to have good roots. Have good roots, you got a good crop. I learned that as a young kid on a farm. Good roots, good crop. Bad roots, bad crop. Storm comes real bad, blows everything. No, they didn't have good roots. Blew everything over. We have to replant. I don't like replanting. And I've had to do that several times. So get your roots to go deep. It'll be a good thing for you. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.